We need to understand the difference between transformation and change. When we say transformation, the word transformation means that nothing of the old remained. Something totally new flowered within you. Now you look at a rose plant full of thorns. Springtime came and rose flowers burst out. It is a transformation. The thorns are still there. If one flower blossoms, people are willing to forget all the thorns in you. So setting yourself right does not mean plucking off all the thorns and straightening yourself out. And those people who have strived to straighten themselves out, they become so straight, nobody wants to be with them. If something in you blossoms, people are willing to overlook all the thorns that are there in you. It doesn't matter anymore. Even though there are so many thorns in the rose flower and just a few roses, so that's all that needs to happen within you. You blossom, at least in one single dimension, if you blossom, then all the other things will be forgotten by people. That's all that needs to happen. So if that has to happen, what we should do? You can't pull a flower out of a plant. But every day you nourish the root, flower will happen, isn't it? So how to nourish the roots of who you are? You have a mind, you have an emotion, you have a body, but all these things are functioning only because your life energies are functioning. If you make your life energies properly balanced and in full vibrance, your body, mind and emotion will be in its best possible condition. So there is a whole science and technology as to how to do this. It is this technology that is referred to as yoga,